Wendy got married. Tell me about that.
Well, that was
you were in Vienna. And
we were in Vienna. That was September 8th. And George, our son, his many friends, they worked for a newspaper, and he told them the story. And they said that would be a big story for the newspaper. So George asked us if we mind, they would come and interview us. Well, we said, well, okay, it's all right, you know. So they came, made pictures, interviews, and wrote it in the newspaper. But he didn't tell us that Austrian TV will also be there. We didn't know. The day we got married and we came over there, there was everybody there, a bunch of people and TV. So, and we didn't know it was in Austrian TV, we didn't know it was also on CNN. We found out when we came. No, Dark called. We didn't tell anybody here, you know. We thought it's a surprise when they come back. But his sister watched TV on CNN, and there she saw his brother getting married. She called Dark, and Dark called in Austria and said, you got married? I said, no, why? You can't tell me. I have seen it on TV, he said. So that was a big story over there.
So was it a big wedding with lots of people there besides the news people?
Yeah, lots of people. Yeah.
Whatever, we come out of that TV station, they was all some people in full in there and outside too. Man, they was throwing rice. You couldn't hardly see to get to the car.
Where,
the
ride did right where did you get married?
In Vienna. In the district, you know, where church and Andy.
In a church or in a courthouse?
No,
courthouse.
In the courthouse, you know. Yeah. And we got a tape of it in there. Yeah. Doug made it from CNN, you know. And he couldn't speak English, and I couldn't speak German, you know. But they had somebody.
Had an interpreter?
To her, you know.
No, but it was a woman, you know. She learned a little bit, and she. Trained for that.
For that week. For that week.
She was pretty good, you know. She tried.
For that week, she learned, you know, I'm a little strange, you know, somebody taught her enough English about getting married, you know. Yeah, she done pretty good speaking English, and they taught me some stuff, you know. Got by with her, still get by with her. I'd live over there if it wasn't for my kids over there.
How long did you stay over there after you got married?
Well, this last time we stayed 3 months over there. Well, after we got married, we'd come back home not too long after we got married. But we've been going over two or three times every year since we got married. We went twice last year. Three times over last year. Then we're going to come back. We come back in last September. We're going back in July. Just go over. Well, I'm thinking on coming back in September, do a little fishing, don't leave her over there. And go back, we're going back Christmas, and spend another Christmas go over.
Because George will be 50 years this year. And that's a big, big, big party. You know how we celebrate.
Half a hundred, they celebrate birthdays and anniversaries all on the quarter and half hundred.
Yeah, we celebrated this year our 150th birthday. You know, 77 plus 73 is 150.
So it's almost been 50 years since you were over there and y'all first met.
Oh, It has been 50 years. It's been over 50 now.
Yeah.
We met back going 40th, like me and her did it for 88, but I met Joe in 40. But her was in her youth, in the low one, 45.
So since you got married, how do you manage living together over there and over here? And
wonderful. It's getting better always.
It's a good life to live, especially as old as we are. We can't do no work. So We both like to travel. We took travel to Europe over there. I like over there. Like the people over there. Here, like they sort of born and raised here. But over there, they just nice to me as they can be. Hey, I run across somebody that can't speak motor. Nobody can speak English, you know, and I can't speak German. But you can tell the expression on their face, they are enjoying what I'm saying, you know. And to me, listening to them talk like they're enjoying what I enjoyed. I did. I enjoyed what they were trying to say to me, you know. There you can tell the expression on their face that they were good people, men with them.
So you enjoyed the traveling?
Yeah.
Works out pretty good. Yeah.
Well, you like it.
It is very important if you get older and you always sit at home and just think about your aches and pains, you know, you get worse and worse. But what we do is good for us.
Well, I still have aches and pains. I'm getting young all the time. I don't have a pain. Enjoying life, we're talking about it.
What are the cultural differences that are still there that you do differently, that you work around and work out? Are there any?
Well, it's hard to say. There are differences between here and there.
It's pretty much the same thing, but the culture part, that is, living. Cost more to live over than it does here. You can live over here a whole lot cheaper than you can over there. Because here, about to say boys can go out here and eat. Over there you can take two, it costs more for two over there than it would four here to go out and eat. It's expensive. Gas and everything's higher over there. Yeah, 1 gallon of gas costs $3. A pack of cigarettes running around $3. But as far as that and the language part, it's about the worst thing, you know, to me, to her, myself, because she can speak English, you know, pretty good. Well, good English, better English than I can. But I can't speak very little German, you know, so she can roll that off. I think when they're talking on the phone here, you know, it's like they're going to find her about 4,000 or 5,000 miles away from you. They're talking like they're in a fight, you know, the way they talk. But outside of that, I'd say too much stuff in the country. And weather being this bad and all, look at them.
Yeah. The weather is more extreme here. All the storms you have, I'm not used to it. And the summer is too hot for me. So that's the difference.
And the winter's too cold for me. We went over there in December, first thing. Time we left there and got there in December, snow was about knee deep there, shoveled it off and sidewalk every morning. All the time we was over, it didn't get above 32 degrees when we come out of the field. I shovel snow, but I'd say average at least every other morning, shovel it off the side. Because over there, you're responsible if somebody falls on the sidewalk from the house. Your house there, well, you're responsible for it.
When y'all are over there, do you stay in Glockenbach or do you stay in Vienna?
No, we have an apartment in Vienna and we have the house in Vienna. So in summer we more in the country, in winter we stayed in Vienna. Yeah.
Y'all tell you about that little apartment. You've never seen vehicles up in one of
those. Oh, it's pretty.
It's a one bedroom, kitchen, dining room, the other bedroom, living room. But it's a living room, a little trailer over there. But we got a king size bed here. And the TV's sitting back down that way. And at the foot of the bed, we'd lay there and watch TV on the bed. And we got two big lounge chairs, you know, sitting at the foot of the bed. And sitting there watching TV. And
We can go inside the house. We can go
see
George and Ann. They come every evening. And it's like,
we can go in their part without going out, or either we go outside, you know, go out our front door and go out on the street.
Yeah.
But
you don't have to stay in hotels or anything over there. You've got a house here and a house there.
Yeah.
So that makes the traveling even better.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You
have a whole end over there.
It's nice.
I guess we lucky.
About right. Yeah, now, like the grandkids over there, and they come over here and stay. Quit comes about every year in the summertime. He likes to come over here and farm with David, you know. He likes to really enjoy farming and being around David. He's got to be here than that little there. And then
Catherine was here 1 year, maybe twice.
Been here this morning.
And Krista was in Austria twice.
Yeah. Yeah, how did you like Austria while you were over here?
I enjoyed it. So it's easy to keep up in touch with the family.
Your
families.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're average calling at least once every week.
Yeah.
Either we call it at least every week, or they'll call sometimes. Sometimes we call two or three times a week, but we have, I know, more than once a week calling over there, and they call over here. George's in Spain now. He called from Spain over here. That poor lad talked to us from Spain over there. It's good communication system on TV and also telephones over there. Good shepherd over on CNN, just like it is here. It makes you keep them, if you get homesick or something like that, it keeps you from getting homesick more than what CNN.
So, do you get homesick very much when you're over there?
No, I've got homesick, but I know I believe she has here, because you can tell when she gets homesick. She gets a little bit ill. You can tell when she gets homesick. I have to get ride her around a while.
Sometimes I miss my children and grandchildren.
If something don't happen, George's supposed to come over. It's coming late. Sometimes in April he comes for maybe a couple of weeks. He wants to start skiing some anyway, and fish a little bit. If everything goes well.
So George, y'all's son, and your kids and her kids get along and get together a lot when they can in the summer.
Yeah.
We got a stepson over here. He thinks as much of me, Steve, as George does, Steve, He thinks as much of me. He calls me daddy all the time. But he does, he's got to.
Everybody gets along very good, yeah.
He's got two small children, girl and boy, and they both, I just love me, Pip, when I get around and go to the fourth of the time. I enjoy it.
And this should go on after, when we are not here anymore. It should go on with George and with your grandkids.
Keep it in touch.
Yeah.
Well, David Lawrence, me or David one lives, I know they'll be getting in touch with him on George too. It would be a good vacation for lots of people, from here. Europe, well, to go, especially some places or whatever. I don't like plants too much, but I want to stop in all those plants too. I don't like it like I do in the park. Switzerland is a pretty little country too. But some of them other countries, I don't get them back on anymore, like where they're up to where or whatever. Fighting the Russians.
Well, it's good that that after y'all met, when y'all were young, that y'all were able to get back together.
Yeah.
Not too many people would be able to do that.
Well, after that many years.
Yeah.
After 10 years?
No, it was 42 years after we met. Now it's 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 33 years. 43 or 44 years.
Yeah, but now it's 50 already.
Yeah.
And to be as happy as you are,
yeah,
to be able
yeah.
to... See all
yeah.
your family and his family and the
yeah,
joint
yeah.
family.
Everything
was
good.
Yeah.
So.
It's amazing how we ever got back together.